This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, here's today's little-known fact about political money. Despite the boatload of cash that's been raised this election cycle from companies and unions and rich people and regular people, did you know both the Democrats and Republicans get tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to throw themselves those big parties called national conventions once every 4 years? I actually didn't know that. There's a move afoot in the Senate, a bipartisan move, we should say, to cut convention public funding. So we asked Marketplace's Adrienne Hill to find out what difference that might actually make.
Conventions aren't cheap. They require a whole lot of sparkly bits.
Let's face it, national conventions are now little more than glorified, made-for-TV moments.
Terry Madonna is a public affairs professor at Franklin and Marshall College. Consider, he says, last time out's Democratic convention with its dramatic soaring columns.
For what not arguably was one of the most splendiferous conventions in convention history, for a fact.
So would a convention without public money go from balloons and streamers and loads of confetti to a more humble affair in a worn hotel conference room with lukewarm coffee and politicians reading from 3x5 cards? It's unlikely. Sheila Krumholz is executive director at the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics.
The vast majority of the funding comes from large contributions, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, from major corporations, organizations, and individual donations.
In 2008, $118 million in private money poured into the conventions, far more than the $36 million in taxpayer dollars at issue in the proposed legislation. But cutting those millions could still mean change.
What we could see, which would make a lot of sense, would be much shorter conventions.
Stephen Hess is with the Brookings Institution.
It's reached a point where they bore the people anyway because there's no serious decisions to be made.
I guess there are only so many cocktail parties a person can attend in a week. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.